chicken clucking is its own language. Or is it? Is that Yiddish they're speaking? Oy vey, whatever that means. Which introduces the new book for children, Beautiful Yetta, the Yiddish Chicken. And our next guest, Weekend Edition's ambassador to the world of children's literature, Daniel Pinkwater. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Scott. I have to make a sort of insincere disclaimer.
Yeah.
In selecting books for the program, I consider various criteria. Number one, I have to like it.
Yeah.
This book I really like. Now, it also happens by chance that I wrote it. Now, if it were merely that, I would not have brought it in because modest. But this one is so cool, mm-hmm. and the pictures are so good. I would be remiss if I didn't bring it in, so I apologize for being the author, but I say that all the time.
Well, and tell us a little bit about the illustrator, because I understand she's a very hot young talent.
Well, hot is indeed the right word. It is Jill, the redhead to whom I have been married lo these many years.
Jill Pinkwater. I've heard
Jill
of her.
Jill Pinkwater. Yeah. I love these pictures. Don't you?
Yeah. So tell us about this beautiful young chicken, Yetta, who is Yiddish speaking, yes?
Well, here's the thing. You know, yeah. Growing up, there was Yiddish in the background in my family, as in many families. Mm-hmm. And in our case, the parents didn't really want us to understand it because they used it as code. It was a secret language. I guess as retaliation, my brother and sister and I all took Latin so that we could have a secret language, too.
Not as many punchlines in Latin, though, or am I wrong?
One-liners fall flat. So I thought it would be fun for a kid to just have a little taste of trans doesn't mean to be a Rosetta Stone. The kid's not going to learn Yiddish from reading this book, but it's an experience of translation and comparative orthography mixed in with a story that turns out to be heartwarming and nice.
Well, let's read it. We have some guests who are going to help us out today.
Shall I begin?
Yeah, please.
Yes, I will. It is night. A truck is driving on the highway. At the wheel is Mr. Fliegelman, the organic chicken rancher. In wooden crates are chickens. The chickens are afraid. The truck rumbles through the darkness.
The truck pulls up in front of Phil's poultry world. And with a tear in his eye, Mr. Fliegelman begins to unload the crates. And Mr. Fliegelman says, goodbye, my dear chickens.
Sei gesund, meine teure Hühner.
Sorry. it's a beautiful language, after all.
Yes.
One of the crates has a loose lid. One of the chickens is brave and clever. It is Yetta, beautiful Yetta. She sees her chance. She struggles out of the crate and runs down the street.
Yetta, beautiful Yetta, will not be sold. She will not be soup. She will not be roasted chicken on a Friday night. She is free. She is in Brooklyn.
I'm free.
Ich bin frei.
You turn, and then there's the skyline of Brooklyn, and Yetta exclaims,
where am I?
Wo bin ich? I don't know why this chicken looks Jewish, but she does. The streets of Brooklyn are strange to Yetta. Where is the grass? Where are the flowers? It is not like Mr. Fliegelman's chicken ranch.
There, Yetta and the other chickens led a happy life, running through the fields and eating bugs.
Oh, my beautiful home.
Oi, mein schöner Heim.
And then
she encounters some Brooklyn rats, roughly her size. Get lost.
And then a bus, she says,
oh, dear.
Gewalt! The bus nearly hits her.
Shouldn't that be Oi, Gewalt?
If there's a bus bearing down on you, Scott, I think
you
Gewalt is sufficient, yes.
Right, I gather. Okay.
And then she meets Brooklyn pigeons.
Can you help me? I'm hungry.
Kannst du mir helfen? Ich bin hungrig.
And the Brooklyn pigeons say,
go back to the farm, silly hen.
Oh, my. Yetta wanders the streets of Brooklyn, lonely, confused, unhappy.
Then Yetta sees a little green bird. She has never seen a bird like it.
What is this?
What is this?
sneaking up behind the bird, sneakily, is a sneaky cat. The cat is getting ready to pounce.
Go away, you stinky cat!
Geh ihr weg, du verstunkene Katz!
You know, this is not an original observation. You really don't need the English translation of Yiddish, do you?
Not well.
Verstunkene Katz is clearly a stinky cat. Yetta hears a voice above her head.
Look, that chicken saved Eduardo.
Miren ahí, esa gallina salvó a Eduardo.
Yetta looks up. Sitting on telephone wires are many little green birds. They are parrots. Yes, parrots. There are flocks of wild parrots in Brooklyn. This is true. Pet parrots flew away, found each other, had parrot babies, and live very well in the streets and parks.
Parrots.
Papageien.
The parrot says,
the chicken saved me, and look, isn't she beautiful?
La gallina me salvo. Y miren, no es ella hermosa? And then parrots on the line say,
come here, beautiful chicken. Sit with us.
Ven aquí, gallina hermosa. Siéntate con nosotros. That's kind of a little come-hither parrot.
And then there's the sequence of Yetta trying to balance on the telephone wire with some difficulty. And then she says,
I come from the country.
Ich komme von der Country.
And then she puts her arm around Eduardo, and Eduardo says,
I love this chicken.
Yo amo a esta gallina.
I love this chicken.
The parrots say,
please stay with us, beautiful chicken.
Por favor, quédate con nosotros, gallina hermosa.
Yetta stayed with the wild parrots of Brooklyn. They showed her how to find fruit and crusts of pizza.
And Yetta told them, I love this illustration, please tell Jill, of Yetta sitting down talking to a gaggle of parrots, a brace of parrots, whatever. And Yetta told them stories of her life in the country.
And chased cats away.
In time, because she was so beautiful and because she could chase cats, Yetta became the leader of the parrots. Or maybe their mother.
My dear children.
Meine teure Kinder. And they are still there. You can go and see for yourself.
I've got to go this weekend.
Is there a parrot colony yet in D.C.? There's one in Brooklyn. There's several in Brooklyn, or two or three. They've moved to Connecticut. There's a parrot colony in San Francisco, the same types of parrots.
Parrot colony in Chicago.
Is there?
And unlike the parrots in New York, the parrots in Chicago vote.
Very good.
Daniel?
Yes, Scott?
Yo amo a esta gallina, eh? I love this chicken. The book is Beautiful Yetta, the Yiddish Chicken. It's written by Daniel Pinkwater and illustrated.
And more importantly, it's illustrated by Jill Pinkwater. Yes.
Daniel, of course, is our ambassador to the world of children's literature, speaking with us from his home in the Hudson River Valley, where he's currently teaching local squirrels how to speak Amharic.
I take your word for that.
We'll mention, Yetta the Chicken was voiced by Sarah Byer Kelly in English. Daniel, of course, read Yetta's Yiddish. Leanne Hansen is the voice of the parrots in English and the voice of the parrots in Spanish. Esta mi. Thank you, Daniel.
Great pleasure. I had fun.
And you can see Jill Pinkwater's vibrant illustrations and listen as our Weekend Edition team reads along on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.